It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed. Earn Corteva Cash. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Realm Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva Cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva Cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
If you're somewhere along the Missouri River at, say, Sioux City, Omaha, St. Joe, you may have noticed how high the river is. The runoff in the upper part of the Missouri River watershed is on pace to be the third highest in 120 years of records. They have that series of dams controlling the runoff, but because there's been so much water this year, the Army Corps of Engineers opened the gates of those dams wider than usual. And that stretch of the river immediately downstream of the dams saw record runoff the last 2 months. Runoff amounts have been higher in only two other years that they've been keeping records, 1997 and 2011. From this week in agribusiness, turkey farmers from our part of the country play a mighty role in supplying that meat that takes center stage this week. Did you know this? Almost half of the some 250 million turkeys grown each year come from just four states. Minnesota, far and away, leads the list of turkey producers. Then there's North Carolina, followed by Arkansas. And then there's Indiana, rounding out the top four. Also from this week in agribusiness, the technology advances for today's farmers keep many running hard to stay abreast of that high-tech stuff and what it can do for the productivity of the farm. Coming up in 2 weeks, there'll be that conference in Iowa unveiling the latest farmer tech devices and techniques. And our friend Chad Colby will be on the program at that Farm Progress Tech Forum. I was with him on the program at the Farm Broadcasters meeting just a couple of weeks ago. He's good. He knows his stuff. And ahead of that, Chad will co-host with me this coming weekend in our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. We'll discuss some of that technology and what it does for the bottom line of the farmer. You can get more information on that conference at farmprogresstechforum.com. In Chicago, they're still looking into that problem that occurred with the express elevator in the city's fourth tallest building last week. There was that rapid descent from the 95th to the 11th floor in the Hancock building. Well, it was actually a plunge when a cable broke. Other cables, though, stopped the car, but it took firefighters hammering through a concrete wall 3 hours to get in to rescue the folks inside. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed and Earn Corteva Cash. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.